Absolutely. Okay, so the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says an interesting din, which has some interesting and very appropriate ramifications and repercussions for davening in general. The Gemara says, "La'olam yisader adam shvachah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yispalel." A person should first and foremost put in order their praise for Hashem, and then they should daven. Now, the truth is, this is the tzura of our davening. This is how we daven. This is the form of the tefillah that we take. Both in the microcosmic Shmona Esrei, we begin Shmona Esrei with the three brachos of Shevach, Ovis, and then Gevuras, and then Kedusha. In addition, this is the entirety of the format of our davening. We begin the entire process of davening with Birkas HaShachar, which is gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for waking up in the morning. And then we continue with Psukei D'Zimra, which is literally entirely praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really isn't any explicit request anywhere throughout the entirety of Psukei D'Zimra, where it's all praise of Hashem. Which leads one to the obvious question, why does Hashem require so much praise? That's a strange thing, right? Why is the Tzura of our davening such that we should praise Him? And the Kedushas Levi, the back of Chelik Beis, this is the Pirushim and the Agadus, so the Kedushas Levi asks this exact question. He asks the question, he says, the praises that we give to Hashem, so ain't taklis on k'moshen og etzel melech basav adam. It's very clearly, very obviously, not the same purpose as praising a flesh and blood king, right? Okay, so you go find it. No problem. If you can't find it, don't worry. We'll get you another one. Okay? The shir shvachos that a Jew says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the goal is very clearly not the same as what we would do for a melech basav adam, for a flesh and blood king. Why? What's the reason that you would go and praise a politician? Why do you praise the politician? You want something from them, right? You're stroking their ego. You're scratching their back. You're buttering them up. That's why you praise. Ooh, you're so wonderful. You're so amazing. We're so appreciative of everything that you did for us. You're the most gewalt whatever in the whole universe. So the reason that you did it is because you want something. Well, that's the game that we all play with a politician. But with the Rebbeinu Shalom, it doesn't work like that, right? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom does not need our flattery, nor will he change his mind on anything as a result of our flattery. Right? The Rebbeinu Shalom is smarter than that. So what's pshat? Why are we praising him so much? So he says, he writes like this, he says, "She'al yideshim shavchin ozai, flesh and blood king, but when you praise him, who mispile?" He's excited about this. Umisaneg, he enjoys him. He acquiesces to your request as a result of you buttering him up. He says, "But kietzal kodesh baruch hu en shini ratzon kenoida." But when it comes to Hashem, Hashem doesn't change his mind based on the lengthy praises that we say for him. So why would we do such a thing? So he says, when we praise Hashem by acknowledging His midos, what Hashem does in the world, kumay, rachum, that He's merciful, chanan, that He's gracious, gadol chesed, that He has immense kindness towards us, what does that do? What does that do when a person says, "Oh, Ribbono Shalom, you're such a rachum"? So what do you say? What does that do?
Maybe reminds you that Hashem rachum.
So it reminds you that Hashem is Racham, that's true. What does that do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Nothing,
right? Says the Kedushas Levi, and this is an important point in Hashkafas HaTorah. He says like this, Ma'irim Amidus Halalu, it awakens these attributes. What does that mean? He says, Umamshichin Hislavshus Ritzoni HaPashut Be'elu Hamidus, and it draws Hashem into the world in those ways.
It
draws Hashem into the world in those ways. How? Because when you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum and a Chanun, what you're saying is, Ribbono Shalom, what I'm seeing of you in the world is your Rachamim. I'm seeing that you are merciful. I am acknowledging, I'm understanding, I'm recognizing that you are a Rachum. And as such, what that does is it is misgadel that Hashem is Rachum in the world. The more people that recognize that Hashem is Rachum, So the more that Hashem's rachamim is recognized in the world, the more rachamim there is in the world. That's effectively the order of operations. He says, "Va'achar kach al yedei hatfila," and then when a person davens, "Mamshichin Hashem misham," a person draws from there. "Va'tfila is a peris," and then that davening achieves something. That davening achieves something. In that, a person is being cognizant of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Racham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chanan. This works in Klal Yisrael in general, but it also works, and we've noted this in the Rav Kook Chabura a number of times, this works not just with a Jew, Bichlal, but it works by the way that a Tzaddik Bifrat views HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way that the Jewish people as a whole are cognizant and acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is how Rav Kook explains that tzaddik is gozer and Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekayim, because a tzaddik says, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is how we understand you in the world, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, excellent. We pointed out in the 30 seconds that we have left the stark understanding of based on the Shittim Mekubetzes in Baba Kama, that were it to be that Avram Avinu would have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you can save Zadam for one tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have said,
okay,
in Echanami. Why doesn't he say okay in Echanami?
Because he didn't ask.
Avram Avinu doesn't say that is a just thing, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram says, tzaddik kalar
salaya leya semishpat. When you said that, when you taught that, you said it was shtickle tainan.
Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say like that.
Avram
Avinu has a cheshbon, and all of the Mekoreshim explain Avram Avinu's cheshbon. Moshe Rabbeinu had a different cheshbon. Avram Avinu had one cheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu had another cheshbon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, whatever your cheshbon is, however you think I should operate in the world, I'm happy to do so. That's what Lucius Levi explains. That's the point of being Meshabach, the Ribbono Shel Olam. We praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we want you to be a Racham, we want you to be a Chanan. This is how we recognize what you're doing in the world.
Isn't there any place
Taka. Absolutely. And we will be my eye in further, because it's time for my